is a vintage episode of On Target, originally aired on February 27th, 2015. This show was handpicked for those of you who may never have heard it before by our producers. It's lovingly called That LP Show. And now here comes Maude Marty on his 1956 handlebar Vespa to drop the needle in the grooves.
Welcome to On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. I'm Maude Marty, your host, and today I've got a special show for you. I'm playing all from LPs today. Usually I'm playing 45s, but there's a lot of music that I have on LPs that I don't have on 45s. Some of this stuff is available on 45, but also some of it is not. So I'm going to be playing you soul, R&B, garage, psych, rock and roll, pop, northern soul, and anything else that comes under the Maude umbrella. I'll start off this episode with an instrumental by James Brown. This is found on his Soul and Grits album on Smash, and it's a real rockin' tune. I hope you enjoy it.
We'll be right back. So if anybody asks you where you're going, just say you got to see a man about a dog, baby. We've got to take this thing step by step, baby. We've got to go according to the law. So if anybody asks you where you're going, just say you got to see a man about a dog, baby. Listen, baby, if we ever get caught and we have to go to court, you standing there before the judge, listen, let me tell you what to do. Just tell him, I take the Fifth Amendment and don't say another word. Let me handle the prosecuting attorney, baby. Cause he's smart. He try to pick you. He try to trick you. Try to get you to stay where you're being, baby. But you got to take the Fifth Amendment, baby.
We heard some real powerhouse vocals there from Gene Chandler and Joe Tex, and a great, great organ-driven instrumental by James Brown. We started off with that. It's called Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on the Grits and Soul album, and that is actually all instrumentals by James Brown. He also had another instrumental album called James Brown Plays His Own Thing. Incredible musician, incredible performer, who wrote incredible tunes, and I followed that up with a track called There Was a Time, which is a James Brown tune, but it was covered by Gene Chandler, and that version is actually my favorite version. I love the James Brown version, but Gene Chandler really pulls it off. That's on the album of the same name, There Was a Time, on the Brunswick label. And after that, Take the Fifth Amendment by Joe Tex on the Happy Soul album, and that's on the Atlantic label. You're listening to On Target. I'm Maude Marty, and I'm playing for you all LPs today. So we're only going at 33 and a third revolutions per minute, but the power, the force, the volume is still there. I'm going to play you a set now of Northern Soul, real Northern Soul, and we're going to start it off with Little Anthony and the Imperials.
You better stop and think what you're saying. You better hold on, make sure you're sold on letting me go.
Letting me go.
Make sure you know you want us to part. You think because your heart's flying high now, he won't deceive you, but he's gonna leave you. Don't be misled.
Don't be misled.
Think with your head and not with your heart.
Better use your head
before it's too late.
You're listening to On Target on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Maude Marty, and I just played you a set of Northern Soul from my LP collection. I started off that set with a track called Better Use Your Head by Little Anthony and the Imperials on Paying Our Dues. It's the name of the album, and that's on the Veep label. I love that track. It just totally fills me up. There's so much orchestration in there, and the voices, and sometimes Little Anthony's voice kind of gets to me because it's very high-pitched, but that song in particular, just very, very rip-roaring, and I get goosebumps when I hear that song. Follow that up with Just Walk in My Shoes by Gladys Knight and the Pips. That's on Everybody Needs Love, which is on the Tamil Motown label. And then an instrumental by Bob and Earl on the Bob and Earl LP, which is on Crestview. And that track, if you don't understand what Northern Soul is, that beat, that drive, that instrumental sound is exactly the backbone of what Northern Soul is. It's got exactly the formula that Northern Soulies look for in music. And that album has Harlem Shuffle on it, which is their big hit. Everybody knows that song. And there's another song called Ooh Honey Babe, which is also a great song. It's very Northern Soul. It's a vocal song, and I had to choose, so I chose the instrumental. But you'll also find that on Paying Our Dues, Little Anthony and the Imperials have another track on that album, which is also a Northern Soul stormer called Gonna Fix You Good. Okay, I'm going to play you a set now of some fantastic female vocalists and some tracks that I absolutely love. There's nothing like the female voice in soul music. This is beautiful stuff, powerful vocals, and a little sprinkling of funk as well. I hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
You're driving that stone out of my mind. Save me, oh yeah. Save me, yeah, yeah. Those who love always give the most. We're crying together from coast to coast. Love leaves us cold and hurt inside. These tears of ours unjustified. Begging you to
Unmistakable voice of Tina Turner. That's from Ike and Tina Turner's album The Hunter on Blue Thumb. And before that, I played Irma Franklin from her album Soul Sister on Brunswick. The track Son of a Preacher Man. That's always a perennial favorite on the dance floor, and I love it. I wish I had it on 45. I have it on LP, so I've still got my turntables, I've still got my LP, I'm still playing it. And I started off that set with Irma Franklin's well-known sister, Aretha Franklin, a track called Save Me on the album I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, and that is on the Atlantic label. Irma Franklin did a lot of backup singing for Aretha Franklin, who was recording for Atlantic for probably all of the 60s, I believe. But while she wasn't doing that, she was recording her own stuff on Brunswick. I've said this before on the show, but I prefer Irma Franklin's music. It's a little more gritty, not as polished as Aretha Franklin's stuff. And I honestly believe that she could have been a lot more popular, but she suffered from debilitating stage fright. And that's fine, that puts her in the underground hard-to-find category, which is stuff that I like a lot. Okay, I'm going to switch things up a little bit now. I'm going to go into some mod music, and I'm going to start off with something that you might be surprised with. I know I was. I heard this track, and I loved it. I thought it was a great mod track, but when I found out who sang it, I was very, very surprised. See what you think.
I received an invitation. said,
it's all been said. Now I've found a girl who I love instead. She won't leave me up with it and tell me that she doesn't care about the way I feel, 'cause I'm a fool. She does
started off that set with the Bee Gees. That's right, the Bee Gees, with a track called In My Own Time on their album, The Bee Gees First. That's on the Atco label. Surprising, isn't it? It's a great tune. I followed that up with The Zombies, She Does Everything For Me, on the World of the Zombies on the Decca label, and then The Action. It's a track called Never Ever on 16 Slices of the Action, which is on Carnaby Records. As I understand it, The Action never really released an LP, and all I've been able to find are records that are comps of their 45s. So I don't think that's cheating when I say that today's show is all LPs, original LPs, nothing off of comps, nothing off of best of albums or anything like that. I hope you've been enjoying it so far. I'm Maude Marty and you're listening to On Target on 101.5 UMFM. I'm going to go back to some soul now, but I'm going to start off with some Boogaloo. Mongo Santa Maria on the Fania label. Mm-hmm. I started off that set with a track called Hey Sister by Mongo Santa Maria on the album Hey Sister on the Fania label. And then Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Whole Lot of Shaking in My Heart from the Away We A Go Go LP on Motown. And then some more Motown with the Temptations, I'm Losing You, on the album called The Temptations with a Whole Lot of Soul. We're creeping up near the end of the show now. Thank you for tuning in to On Target. I'm Maude Marty, and this is 101.5 UMFM. And the show can also be downloaded from umfm.com. Just go to the program grid and click on the RSS feed. And if you'd like to like my page on Facebook, go to facebook.com/ontargetpodcast and stay up to date on all of the shows, links to downloading the shows, and the playlists from all the shows as well. Also, I'll give you updates on what's happening in the Winnipeg area. As far as gigs go for me, I've got some more Motown coming up for you, but I'm going to start off with Jay and the Techniques, the fantastic track that I discovered on their album Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie. That song is a Northern Soul classic, but that's not the song I'm going to play for you. It's this one. Here we go.
For one paper ride, and now I sit alone. To you.